A really important step was taken by the township of Center Wellington with their securing of the Middlebrook Road future water supply source. There's a lot of history at the site at 7334 Middlebrook Road, says Center Wellington Managing Director of Infrastructure, Colin Baker. Baker explains the need for this purchase between the township and Triton Water Canada Holdings, Inc. stemmed from a 2019 water supply master plan.
That plan really identified a need for additional water supply capacity to service our existing residents and businesses, but also to service new growth that was projected to a 2041 timeframe. In order to meet those kind of future water demands, we needed additional water supply capacities.
Baker says this historic site will fuel the township's water supply for many years to come.
What we concluded at the end of this and council supported was making this site as part of our future for water supply capacity. So that's a big important step and really sets up the township for additional water supply capacity for, at least 20 years and quite possibly even more.
Baker went on to say the work is just beginning when it comes to accommodating growth in terms of water supply. He explains the township is working on a long-term servicing plan and lots more updates are coming soon as far as wastewater capacity. Baker added the Middlebrook site would be the next in line to come online after several other locations.
We're just about to initiate a class environmental assessment on two areas. Areas 3 and 7. So we've got those two sites, and then we see the Middlebrook well as the third location that would come online after Areas 3 and 7.
Areas 3 and 7 are located on Side Road 15 and County Road 18, respectively, and will be the next to come on, Baker says, following E4 in Elora and F7 in Fergus, which are the most recent two sites to do so. The Middlebrook well is historic, highly productive, and as Baker explains, artesian.
The artesian means that when you pull the cap off the well, the water will actually flow right out of the well. It basically would actually create almost like a stream of water that would go 14 meters in the air. So it's under quite a bit of pressure, and there's a large capacity well on the site.
At the time the original study was conducted, Baker noted the property was owned by Nestle before eventually being sold to Triton. This is Riley Gillespie-Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.